America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The best football breakdown is here on Sports Radio 610. The day after every game, join Payne and Pendergast in the Loop and the Drive on a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday. Game analysis, inside info, and your reaction starting at 6 a.m. on Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday. Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610. Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
All right, so it's Figgy's Mixtape. However, Figgy ain't here on the day.
Taylor's version.
Okay. Figgy Fig has the day off.
Reggie's version, OG's version.
Yeah, we're going to try and do our best, but yeah. We are not Figgy. We appreciate Fig hanging out, getting right, getting himself together, as he called in sick on his birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we will revisit.
Make sure to hit Figgy up on social media if you have him.
Just say we're all pulling for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can wish him a happy birthday, but definitely want to wish him well. Make sure he's good. So myself and Lopez are going to do our best to fill out the mixtape. All right, Lopez, do you want first crack or should I take first crack?
I don't care. Call it. Make the call, man.
See, it's all right. We're already starting off terrible. Already terrible.
Do the scratchy sound thing. I'll start. I love that.
Spam that.
The only reason I wanted to do the mixtape Taylor's version is because of that scratchy sound. So the McRib,
oh God,
is back, baby. It is
this
back.
Is where we're starting.
This is where we're starting.
Get Figgy healthy.
No, but there's a list that involved, and okay. Figgy likes to do these lists.
He does like to do these.
If you didn't see it, I think it was Thursday or Friday, and I mentioned it to you off air, and I don't disagree. You kind of like verbally shrugged. Mm-hmm. You went, because it's not good, but it's the McRib. It's like Taco Bell is not Mexican food, but it's Taco Bell. Like, I'm a barbecue, snob, basically, and I'm certainly
enthusiast, yeah.
Lover, whatever you want to call it. And I eat the McRib whenever it's around. So it's a weird fast food
Wait,
item.
So you actually
eat? I'll eat them. I mean, I don't go out of my way.
They're getting you with the marketing.
I don't go to McDonald's other than for breakfast, coffee or something.
I don't like being manipulated. I don't like knowingly being manipulated. And that's what McDonald's is doing with the McRib.
100%.
Right? They're like
100%.
This is a thing that if they had on the menu all the time, nobody would like.
It would die, which it did originally.
But they're like, "Hey, what if we make it seasonal?"
It's marketing, man.
And we're just like, "It's only available for a limited time. Get it now, otherwise it's gone."
Yeah.
And people are like, "Oh my God, I have to get it." It's like, no, you don't.
You are 100% right.
It's fine. Just
but
let it be.
The New York Post came up with a list. And this is where the mixtape comes in. See, I was working, Figgy.
What a nasty drive-by that is.
No, I'm giving him a compliment.
I was working, unlike some people.
No, I meant like he does. I was on his wavelength. I was on his wavelength because he likes to do these things. So the McRib is back. New York posted a story. Fast food items that you wish would make a comeback.
Ooh.
Number five might be number one for me.
Okay.
On their list. Wendy's Super Bar.
I don't even know what that is.
Remember the Wendy's little?
I do not.
You don't remember that?
No.
They used to have like a little buffet that had like obviously salad stuff on one buffet, and then they had like pasta and chili, and you could just order the super bar at Wendy's.
Did not realize that Wendy's did that.
It was awesome.
When was this? Was this the 80s?
Probably as early as the 2000s.
Did it dip into 2000s?
Early 2000s. Like it died not too long ago. I guess it was too cost prohibitive or whatever. The Wendy's Super Bar would be my number one. But number four on their list.
Yeah, the commercial I'm seeing looked like a 1988, man.
Oh, no, it's definitely old. But I think it hung around until the early 2000s. Number four is KFC Potato Wedges. Those were pretty sweet. Those were pretty damn good.
I feel like I'm going to be a fast food snob here, so okay.
That's right. Well, that's fine.
They don't have those no more?
Apparently not.
Really?
I thought they were always there.
Are they back again
not.
Now?
I have no clue. I just assumed that they were always there.
Well, I assumed number three was always there, and apparently it's not. The Brooklyn-style pizza at Domino's?
Oh, wow. I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Number two just recently came back as well. So it's kind of, you know, it's in the McRib vein, and that's the Chipotle Carne Asada.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, which was a big time thing, and then it went away for a while.
Man, what I'm realizing is that I guess I do not eat as much fast food as I thought.
I know I don't. I'll go for breakfast a lot.
Well, I guess I don't have as much of a variety in my fast food eating.
Yeah.
This is what's happening here.
And then number one was McRib.
Gross. Okay, yeah, we have somebody expertly chiming in on the YouTube that there are no... Oh, that's Andy. What's that, Andy? No potato wedges.
How about that? Okay. I liked them. I liked them. They had that little semi-spicy salt on
it.
Yeah,
they kind of did.
Yeah,
they did. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that contribution to the mixtape. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to do audio contributions here. And shout out to the text line from the 832 who said, yeah, Fig is getting right. Licking buffalo wing sauce off his fingers, which actually ties in perfectly because a friend of mine, Amanda Guerra, she works CBS Sports.
Okay.
And she was out at San Diego State's college football game this past weekend. And she got a chance to talk to the one and only Guy Fieri.
That's a big get.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a monster.
I didn't realize that he was a big San Diego State guy, but there he was at that game. And she asked him the most important question, the one that you know, really divides up the country and really creates a lot of infighting. Are boneless wings actually wings?
Are boneless wings actually wings?
If you have time to bone out a wing, that's a whole other world. But no, there's no such, that's a chicken tender nugget something. There's no such thing as a boneless wing. The reason we love wings is because of the fat, because of the skin, and because of all that flavor that comes out of the bone.
You no, wings are wings. Level.
No, wings are wings. You can't half-ass the wing.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
That is official. I don't know if he's the ultimate arbiter of all these things, but... I think that was fairly definitive. He also gave you kind of the science behind it,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes. The fat and all that. But my thing is, it's...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's a nugget.
Yeah.
It's a nugget. That's all it is. And it's not even probably the meat probably isn't even from a wing.
I'm sure it's like a chicken breast.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
it's
that.
Not even from or whatever it's from, but it's not even a wing. So shout out to her, too, because I've heard that Fieri can be kind of hard to snag an interview just because of his time. Not because he's an a-hole or anything.
He might be. You don't know.
He might be, but mostly because... Dude does everything.
He does.
You can't turn on the TV without seeing Guy Fieri. Big UNLV fan, too. He must live there in San Diego or in that area, but I think he went to UNLV and always a big contributor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
So you were tailgating like a champ this weekend.
I wouldn't say I was tailgating like a champ. I was just, you know, doing what I can.
Yeah.
You know, just stacking tailgates, you know, one tailgate at a time. And eventually you're going to have a good week.
What was the name of the tailgate that won?
It was a Gridiron Grillers tailgate, GGT.
Okay, Gridiron Grillers. I came across this list and it's only three items, but open for suggestions for others regarding tailgating in the NFL. The smallest things that make a big difference if you're hosting a tailgate.
Ooh, okay.
Another list. How about that? See, I'm trying to channel Figgy here.
We're just trying a replacement. You know, replacement
I'm not going to Wally Pip him. That's for dang
no,
sure.
No, replacement level.
Yeah, know? Yeah, yeah. Replacement
Figgy's
level.
Figgy's got a war at like seven.
I'm a scrub.
I mean? But we're just trying to be replacement level until Fig gets back, hopefully tomorrow. I don't know. He's day to day.
Yeah. I'm a scrub.
Save that, by the way. I want that.
All three of these things are awesome to have, and I think we've experienced them when we've been out tailgating. These tailgates set themselves apart. Number three is a quiet generator.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Honda or the electric generators that you recharge and all that stuff.
I would
Those loud generators,
it.
It's like, what? You know, and they're real big and heavy, so it takes up all this room on your truck or your trailer or however you're getting in there. They said the small, quiet generators are the biggest game changers in a tailgate.
Yeah, that's the thing that I would never even think about as somebody who has not had to actually put together a tailgate.
Gotta have
myself.
A generator.
But when you're hanging around, well, I understand that, but I have not thought about the noise level of the generator when I'm around, and that means that all the tailgates. Yeah. All the tailgates we've been going to have been champs about that.
Yeah, but you got the little the electric one. Those are awesome. They've just been around a couple of years. You charge them up, and they're good for like 10, 12 hours, and they're like no noise.
So it's just the battery? It's a big old battery?
It's a big battery pack that's a generator. And then like the Hondas are real quiet and all that.
Cool.
Number two, I think we saw this a couple of weeks ago. A hand washing station.
Yes.
They had like a roll of towels on a little whatever stick, you know, roller thing, and they had like a hand washing station. That's key.
That's such a nice. It really is. It has been the details that I've been impressed with, right? Obviously, great food. That'll get you over. You know, good vibes, that'll get you over. But details is where it really, like, steps up. You mentioned there was a group of folks they put together, like, a bungee cord and had.
That's what it was. Yeah,
yeah, it was a bungee cord or, like, having napkin or not even napkins, having, like, a hand washing station, you know, nice trash bin, all those types of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. There's real. It really is the details that impress at least me.
And then this one was awesome. And I hadn't even thought of this, and I tailgate a lot. And that is a couple of portable phone chargers.
Oh.
Because people are always taking pictures, playing music, you know, playing videos, taking videos and all that. Like, oh, crap, I got to go inside and my phone only has 5% or whatever. Like, you've seen those little power.
Actually, we got some
from the Rockets the other day.
Yes, we did.
One little portable.
Shout out to the Rockets.
A little portable phone charger.
We're playing tonight at 7. Yeah. Join me in my preseason basketball sicko week. Anyways. I bring to you more audio in the mixtape here. It's the Figgy's mixtape, although Figgy is not here here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. And this audio is of somebody being a jerk. And, you know, I feel like we kind of love it. Although you tell me if you love it or not. So this is Max Crosby, who he likes being kind of a jerk a little bit. He's on the perfect team for that because that is the spirit of the Raiders, then Oakland, now Las Vegas. And they were playing against the Denver Broncos, and Bo Nix, rookie quarterback, was trying to change a play at the line. It was third down. They needed to pick this up, and so he's changing the play at the line. And see if you could spot Max Crosby trying to maybe assist Bo Nix in his fixing of the play. So if you can't understand what's happening there, that's Max Crosby saying, Bo, I need more bleeping bass in your voice. Bo, speak up. They don't bleep and know. So he's heckling Bo Nix as he's putting in the change of the
He's trying to help him.
He's like, hey, man, you got to speak up. They can't hear you right now. Which is hilarious because, like, you know he's not trying to help him. But also it's hilarious because Bo Nix did start speaking louder. Like, when Max starts yelling at him, he's like, oh, I probably should speak up, shouldn't I?
I think it's also because Max Crosby knows exactly what he's trying to say, and he's like, you're not fooling me. That's what I got out of it. You know, like, hey, speak up. They don't know. I do, but they don't. They can't hear you. They don't know. Because that happens. A lot of the greats, you know, they know every call, every adjustment, all that stuff. Yeah, I think he's trolling him as much as anything.
Well, I mean, in that moment, he was right. The Broncos didn't pick up that first down. They had to punt. However, the Broncos did win 34-18 in that game, in part because Patrick Surtain had a 100-yard interception touchdown.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's tough. But, yeah, good on you, Max Crosby, for making me laugh.
A lot of people remember the Super Bar. It was,
oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
There's a lot of people that are rocking with you on the Super Bar there. Mm-hmm. I still have no idea, but I'm generally pro buffet.
Wendy's was awesome.
A lot of people thought the buffet was going to die after 2020 with all of the airborne particles, all of the attention to that.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm still good on the, hey, let's bring the buffet back, or at least make it more prominent again.
Yes, I think so.
And that is ultimately the takeaway of this edition of the Figgy's Mixtape. You can catch it 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here in the loop, especially when Figgy is actually at work.
We'll let him judge us tomorrow.
Oh, should we just play it back for him?
He'll see. He'll hear it.
Okay, very good. But yeah, you're in the loop. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. Byron Matthews sitting in for Figgy Fig. Appreciate you for doing that. All right. Coming up next, we'll get ready to hand off to the drive. But before we do that, do you believe that this, or are you comfortable with the idea of this team, this Texas team, closing games? 713-572-4610.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.